Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Out with the old and in with the new, the aviation industry has suffered along with the world economy in recent years, but there have been some brighter spots, and there may be some indicators that might give us an idea of what to expect in 2013. Toward that end, we're speaking today with Richard Abulafia, Vice President Analysis at Teal Group, an aviation consulting firm. Richard's also the author of a forecasting tool that covers 135 aircraft programs and markets. Richard, thanks for joining us, and Happy New Year.
Pleasure, and happy 2013 to you, too.
So what did we expect to see going into 2012, and how did that year actually play out? I guess, looking back, were there any surprises, and what were the trends?
You know, I don't think there were any major surprises. A bunch of trends became a lot clearer. I guess the only surprise we saw was kind of on the downside. It looked like as the year began, we'd see some kind of sustainable uptick in production rates for lighter business jets, lighter GA aircraft, and we didn't really see that. Nothing sustainable anyway. You're seeing hopeful trends in terms of used aircraft availability, still very hopeful, but the one thing that became very clear when the end of the year numbers began to materialize is that third party finance giveth and third party finance taketh away. Jetliners did incredibly well, one of their best years ever within the history of the jet age, because everyone wanted to finance them. By contrast, you look at business jets at the bottom half of the market, and credit was still tight for those guys. And as a result, we were still scraping the bottom in terms of rates.
So specifically for general aviation manufacturers, are those the indicators we look at that tell us most about the past year?
Didn't used to be that way. You know, it didn't used to be about third-party finance. That was never really the defining characteristic. It was all about, you know, corporate profits and the stock market, and both of those did okay. You know, corporate profits actually spent most of the year at a record high. Companies made lots of money. And that certainly benefited the top half business jets, you know, your Gulfstreams, your Falcon jets, your Bombardier high-ends. But then you had the smaller companies, and they continued. Even if they were doing okay, credit might have been an issue.
So looking ahead, what do you think we can expect to see in the broader aviation industry, and I guess specifically also with the light aircraft, general aviation, in 2013?
Jetliners are going to continue to do well. We're living in an era of, if you can get it, very cheap credit, and the jetliner guys can get it. So you're talking another year of good, solid, possibly even double-digit increases in output, most likely double-digit. And a lot of that is, of course, fueled by new programs like the Dreamliner from Boeing. But then the bottom half of the market, a lot's going to depend upon the sustainability of the North American economic recovery. Right now, you're seeing some hopeful indicators. I mean, corporate profits, there were a lot of anecdotes that they were going to drop, but they didn't, not really. Housing is making a bit of a comeback. There are hopeful signs of deleveraging in the financial institutions and in personal credit. If this keeps going, and perhaps even the whole effort to avert a fiscal cliff in Washington will play a role here, if this keeps going, and, the psychological aspect of the economy continues to do reasonably well, or better still, gather steam, I think you'll finally see some increased production numbers in the bottom half of the market. So it could be that 2013 brings us the promise that 2012 sadly failed to deliver on.
Where have the bright spots been? And I suppose I mean that both economically in the market segments, but also geographically. Where have the brighter spots been over last year and over the past couple of years? And do we expect that to continue, grow, or shift in 2013, do you think?
Well, you know, bright is relevant, of course. In China, there were, and in the BRIC countries in general, there were a lot of fears. Brazil was disappointing, negative, not expected at all. Europe, of course, continued to be the major area of concern, but it still is. China, a bit of softening, but you know, they came through it okay. So for India, the U.S. is sort of the big driver, as you know, in GA and is going to continue to be, you know, the whole story of global diversification worked very well for the heavy metal business jets, but not so much for the bottom half, not yet anyway. And that's why all efforts, all attention, I think, is increasingly focused on the U.S. And there, of course, you've got all the convolutions of politics and fiscal cliff and whatever else. But I think when people sit back, relax, and take off their politicized hat from the election, they're going to see that things really aren't that bad at all and that there's strong argument to be made for a sustained recovery.
We've been speaking with Richard Abulafia, Vice President, Analysis at Thiel Group. I'm Glenn Pugh for AvWeb.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.